All right, fans, nice to have you back with us as we talk some baseball here on this gorgeous Saturday evening. Terry Ziemer joins us, and a lot of folks don't know Terry, but I know her quite well because I've been working with Terry for a number of years, and that is through Marvin Windows and Building Material Distributors. And, Terry, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Well, we love having you, and as I say, we can't do these shows without your support. And just to let the fans know a little bit about you, and then we're going to talk about what's going on with Marvin Windows and how they have adjusted to what is going on in the country and the Bay Area, and they're doing a great job with it. But first of all, a little bit about you, and it's very impressive. I'm just so glad to have you on the show. Terry started with BMD, which is Building Material Distributors, and I didn't know this. Exactly, the Marvin Window Distributor for California, and that the first time in 34 years ago, you have been selling Marvin Windows and Doors for the majority of your career, transitioning to marketing about 9 years ago. So BMD is an employee-owned company headquartered in Galt, California, founded in 1943 by Martell Wilson in Stockton, California. Now, in 1978, BMD introduced Marvin to the California market, and I love Marvin Windows. I must tell you, doors. I've got them in my home, the home that I had up in Montclair. They've been providing door and window products of unmatched quality to professional builders, exceeding industry standards for durability and performance. Builders and architects alike have come to rely on Marvin to give their projects fantastic curb appeal without sacrificing quality. So, as a distributor, BMD distributes Marvin Windows to lumber yards, glass shops, and window and door shops, and you also support all the trade partners, builders, architects, designers, throughout this channel of communication and supply. Terry, the most impressive thing I think about you is you grew up a San Francisco Giants and 49ers fans, and you've actually had season tickets the first 3 years at Pac Bell Park. How about that?
We did. Well, and to me, it'll always be Pac Bell. So that's all I can call it. But yes, we actually were at the very first game there. So it's amazing. I was born and raised in Richmond. So you were a Giants fan. That was the end of it.
Who was your player?
Oh, you know, I am still a Willie McCovey fan.
Okay, very good. We've got Willie Mays' birthday coming up on Wednesday, May the 6th. That is coming up, so I know we're going to celebrate that. But Willie Mack, number 44, of course, we all miss him and so many wonderful moments with him. But I wanted to talk about the company, Building Material Distributors and Marvin Windows. Did I outline it good enough, clearly enough for what you guys do? Because it's amazing what you've accomplished in California.
You did a fantastic job. We are the middleman, so we buy from Marvin for our dealers. Our dealers buy through us, and then the product comes into us, and we have some added value things that we can do to the product and for our dealers. But then we ship it to them. It's a very intricate product, so not something that really loans itself to be an Amazon type order. You definitely need expertise behind you to order Marvin Windows and Doors.
Wow, and you've been doing this 34 years, is that right?
I've been with BMD twice, actually, and I started my first time there 34 years ago. Actually left to get married and moved to Napa from Lodi at that point. Sold Marvin actually at a different distributorship for 9 years, and then I clicked my heels, the ruby red slippers worked, and I was back at BMD.
I love it. Very good. Well, you know what I think of Marvin Windows and Doors, and you guys do the supplying of it, and you're in that supply chain, and you do a great job. The one thing that's always been interesting about Marvin is they're in a small part of Minnesota where their corporate headquarters, and it's a very small town in northern part of Minnesota. They've got a small population of about 1,200 people, and they employ over 2,000 there, and things are going well back there.
You know, Marvin is adjusting. Obviously, being such a small community, it's very interesting because Marvin is the main employer, actually in War Road. Just down the road from them is Rosa, where you have Polaris. So those are the two main manufacturers in that area. But I remember Bill Marvin telling me years ago that someone asked him why he always thanked anyone who came on a tour to War Road and why he always said, thank you, and please continue to buy our product. And finally, someone asked him, they said, Bill, You know, you have more money than you'll ever use. You live very frugally. So why do you always say that? And his answer was, I don't just have a company that I have to protect. I have an entire town that I have to protect. And that really is the basis of what makes Marvin special. They make fantastic windows and doors. They're really unprecedented in their innovations, in their design. But what makes Marvin so special and what you can't, you know, put into any other company really is that feeling of family. Within the company, within the community, you have third generation, actually Marvin is now fourth generation, and you have third and fourth generation working in the factories too. So it's an amazing company.
Wow, very good. Terry Ziemer is with us. Terry talking a lot about Marvin Windows and Doors, which we love. Terry, of course, everything is going on in this country. Things are different. Marvin doing anything different during the pandemic that you could share with the audience?
They're being very, very conservative because of, you know, having that sort of very small community. If they were to introduce the virus there, it could be horrific. So they have changed a lot of how they're doing business to protect their employees in each of their facilities, not only War Road, but also their other facilities. A lot of working from home, social distancing. Things like that. They have changed the way they do deliveries a little bit in that their drivers stay in the trucks. So they're protected us from them and them from us. So really it's changed a lot that way, but day to day, it hasn't changed. They have done an excellent job as far as maintaining the work environment, you know, from us looking to them.
Well, terrific. You know, it's funny. I just did a spot for Priest Ranch Wines and I talked about virtual wine tastings. How about that online? Virtual wine tastings where you go along with the folks, but there's virtual service in your industry as well.
We're doing a lot of that. We actually started this probably over a month ago. In reality, we went from being a couple of things that have changed. We went from being completely office-based, people on the phones, pods of people as far as working with customers. And we basically, in about a week and a half, went to a totally empty office with all of our people working from home. And it's been similar to that for what we call our territory managers, our outside salespeople and our architectural reps. They've been working from home now for about 2 months. So to be able to continue to help our dealers, our builders, and our architects, we are offering, we started doing videos. Each of our teams and our arch reps started doing videos. And it's everything from product training for somebody who might be new within our dealers to continuing education for our architects. And then we just started showing a series online with Chris Martin, who you know, and that's, we have a series, I believe it's 4 or 5, which is proper window installation. So we are trying to continue to train and to help all of our trade partners through this.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on. I really am. Terry Ziemer, I love the product. I've said it 50 times already. But just like in baseball or anything else, you have to have a good foundation underneath the product. And having you on to explain all this, especially what we're going through now, really, really hits home for me to make me realize why Marvin is so special. Now, I'd love to see you at the ballpark soon. I think we're going to have baseball at some point, and I'd love to have you out there. So I'm looking forward to it. But until then, I'm just glad to have you on the show, and we'll talk some baseball. That's what we do.
I appreciate the invitation. It was fantastic talking to you, and you are obviously one of our biggest promoters when it comes to Marvin Windows and Doors, and I so appreciate the fact that you have them in your own home so you can really talk about the experience.
Yeah, and there's no question. There is no question about it. That's the only window or door I would ever, ever have in my house. That's Marvin Windows and Doors. Terry, thanks so much. Be well, and we'll catch up out at the ballpark soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Stay safe.
All right, that is Terry Ziemer. Glad to have her on talking about Marvin Windows and Doors. More coming up, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.